The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on, Hotshot?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great. You?
Good. Well, I'm doing all right.
What's wrong, buddy?
Well, nothing. It's Friday. That's a good thing.
Yeah? Got big plans for tonight?
I don't have big plans for tonight. Tonight's very low-key. Definitely going to go home and not leave the house.
You do have plans for tonight.
That's my plan.
What's
for tonight.
What's his plan? They're
having a crack man is in town. Coronado Crack Man's in town.
That's right.
So we're having a little meetup to meet Crackman. And they're literally bribing Swim.
He's messing with this.
No, I'm not.
He's talking about.
No, people are literally bringing things that Swim
usually Poncho would text me and say, hey, you know, no big deal, but if you're available or in the area. By the way, I did go to the last one, unless there's been one since then.
Right.
And I don't think you did. Where were you?
Didn't.
Yeah. So,
there you go.
Why is all the pressure on me?
I'm not saying we have to go. I'm saying this is for weeks. They've been telling me to tell you how they
have. They did the same thing last time. They say they're going to bring drugs, which is what they said last time. We'll bring you drugs if you come.
Well, that's a reason to go.
It is a reason to go. I'm just curious why there's so much concern about whether or not I'll be there.
Because they love you.
Not from them. From Snowcone.
No, it's not from me. It's from them.
I understand
Texting me all the time. Is he coming?
Well, you know, they know how to reach me.
We picked this up.
They know how to reach me. Anyway, what about you? What are your plans?
I'm busy.
This evening?
No, I have the boys.
He's got the kids.
I got the kids every day.
What am I going
to do? Right. I can't go to a bar and do drugs and come home and try to be a father.
Right.
Well, and I toot like, hey, I'll be back in an hour? That doesn't work. Well, as much as I'd like for that to work, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who said anything? You don't have to do drugs. You could just stop by. Bring the boys to the bar.
Okay.
What? I don't know. Is that not a thing?
That's
during the daytime? I mean, I know like after midnight,
it's
probably.
Crossroads Hotel. It's,
I don't know if I just roll in there with a. I guess with a 17-year-old, it'll probably be fine.
Yeah.
He's probably got a fake ID. I don't know. But the 13-year-old, nah.
Well, certainly the 17-year-old is old enough to watch his little brother, if need be.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Then I have to leave, go do whatever I'm going to do, and then come back. You know, it's just, you know, doesn't really work.
See if we can talk into it. What else?
I'd like to.
What about tomorrow, Sunday? Are you guys going to come to the Renaissance Festival with me? Hello? Hello? Are you guys coming to the Renaissance Festival with me? I'm bringing the whole fam.
I'm going next week.
You are?
Yeah.
I just have a feeling that you're going to tell me on Friday of next week that you need me to go do your Renaissance Festival appearance weekend.
I'll be there.
Well, I'm going this weekend. I thought you guys had said, hey, Slim, if you will go out there and meet everybody from the station, you know, we'd really appreciate it. And we might not be able to see her the whole time, but we could probably stop by because we haven't been to RenFest yet this year.
Who said that?
You.
All right.
And Snowcone, or both of you said that. I know you said you were worried about football, but we had that whole conversation about taping the games.
There's a lot of football. I got maybe go to a high school football game tonight. Nebraska plays Illinois tomorrow. There's good games. Michigan, USC. Like, yeah. I got a full plate of stuff.
But yeah, but same. It's during Sunday, NFL.
Yeah.
You,
I mean, that does make it a little bit easier for me.
Right?
But
if you had to do something one of the 2 days, you'd rather do it on NFL day than on a college football day. Yeah. It's the whole reason I scheduled it on a Sunday. I thought we were going to do the jousting and the Irish dancing and the, I told you about the bagpipes and the stone throw.
I'm doing it next week.
And the
I know you really
talent toss, just, whatever it's called. Say,
I know you really like that stuff.
Yeah?
You know, I think it's wonderful that they're advertising with us. And let me tread lightly here because I know people love it. I even watched a documentary on Ren Faire. It's just not necessarily my thing.
Well, but it's how would you know?
Because
you,
I don't get out very often, and to get out, it's a little hot for me.
But you've never you went once and you didn't participate.
I would go later in the fall.
You didn't participate the last time you went.
I'm sure it'll be wonderful this weekend, and you're going to have a great time.
We're doing the caper toss.
People love it.
Turkey legs. You got to go once a year and get turkey legs.
Pickled drinks.
Turkey legs, yes. But there's
pickled drinks.
The scotch eggs.
Yeah, whatever that is. Is that what it is?
Yeah, scotch eggs, turkey legs, that's the thing.
They have pickled drinks.
There's a new ride, too.
I had like 100 of them last
There's a new ride?
Yes, there's a new ride. There's when I'm going, there's so much stuff happening in the time. That's why I picked this day and this time. The last performance of that group is going to be while I'm there.
Blue
the
Man?
The caber toss is happening while I'm there. The stone throwing, axe throwing,
what's
the joust,
a caber toss?
All
is
that stuff.
Like that's where they take a midget tossing.
No.
Caber like the knife?
No, caber. I think that's how you say it. C A B E R. You know where you take like a big
a hammer?
No, it looks like a big tree trunk, and they carry it, and then they throw the.
You know, like almost like a World's Strongest Man thing.
Yes, exactly. Like the things they do, or what?
I would like to see that.
Right, right. I'm telling you,
I do like to see strong men throw things.
You'd like it. It's like there's the other competition. It's not World's Strongest Man. The one where the guys climb the trees and saw them down from the top. It's like the Lumberjack Man competition. Whatever. They do something similar. But sure, if World's Strongest Man is what. Gets your attention, then yes,
well,
it is
one
similar.
I like a good sporting event.
Yes, well, there's going to be. I'm only going to be
Are
there
you doing
one
the
day.
Toss?
Well, I don't know yet. I'm going to see if they're going to let me participate. I'm going to stretch a little bit. I mean, right now I'm having chest pains. Like literally started right before we went on the air, so I probably need to keep an eye on that. But we'll see. I'd like to. My whole family's going to be there. They haven't been before. I thought maybe you guys were.
I would
with us.
Like to go.
I told them you were coming.
Well, I would like to go. And especially after watching that documentary, like, I'd like to...
Right, now you can look at it.
Like, I have, like, a little insight, right. Because last time I went, to be honest, I just don't know a lot about that stuff. It would be like me taking you to, you know, a sporting event. You're like, yeah, it's cool, and there's people here, but I don't know much about... Like, I'm trying to figure out what's going on here, but I just don't... Like, I don't know what a scotch egg is.
You want to split a pickle drink?
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, if I took you to a football game, you would
I gotcha. I heard you. That's not what
it's
this
like
is
I
about.
Enjoyed it, but I didn't really understand what was going on.
Well, it sounded to me like you maybe weren't there at the best time to be there. I've picked the best time to be there
for
us. I
went with an ex-girlfriend of mine. She loved it. And her friends went. They were all dressed up.
Yeah, that's what people do, though.
I was just dressed like this with my Royals hat on backwards.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to get dressed up. If you wanted to, that'd be great. But you don't have to get dressed up. Just that you guys being there is enough for me and for my family. The whole reason I was able to convince my family is because I said everyone was going. I said you guys were coming too. So let's just not back out.
Who's going? Who's in your family's going?
My brothers are going.
All of them?
Well, it depends on if one of them can get into town. Well, he'd like to. Yeah, he's trying.
He said he would?
Yeah.
I'm going to text him right now.
Don't text him.
If Josh tells me that he's going, then I'll go with him.
Don't text him. But he's busy right now. I think he might be in court. But I'll make sure that he'll get back to me.
I can text him, can I?
Yeah, just not right now. I think he might be busy right now. But I would do that later.
I mean, he would have it on silent.
I would speak with him first. Well, he leaves it on just in case he needs it for emergencies. But my oldest brother's going to be there. My brother, dad's going to be there. Brooke's going. Her sister's going. You like her?
Well, she had her window of opportunity.
Oh, Jesus. Every time she gets brought up.
Well, look, I tried to date her. I was too old for her.
He tried for a while.
I tried to message her.
I'm trying to hook them up.
I DM'd just... on Instagram. I felt like it was, you know, well, it wasn't.
Plenty of chances.
It was, you know, it was slightly flirtatious. You know, maybe at least on my end. And, you know, and then you come in and you say, like, yeah, she doesn't like older guys. So, you know what?
Well, she's changed. She's well, expanded, too bad. She's you know expanded what? Her
it's
age.
It's like a great quarterback. Window. You got a small window to throw that ball through, sugar britches.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, that window's passed.
It's probably
find
best.
Yourself another old guy.
Probably best if you don't come, actually.
I'll date old guys. Really?
She does now, or would, yeah, I think. Sure. I know she's expanded her.
Yeah. Her dating profile.
Her range.
Yeah.
Her the years.
Well, I mean, look, I love your family, but, you know, and I like her as a friend, but that, we're, you know, don't even suggest
well,
that.
That's all I'm asking you to do. It's not a date.
Well, you said,
hold
no,
hands
you tried
with...
to do it. You tried to throw it out
said,
like, oh, she's
here's
here, and I know
she's
you
here.
Like her.
Yeah, you like
you're
her.
To do it
you
like
you hung out with her before.
Yeah, but you didn't, you everybody heard what you were trying to do there.
No, I just said, I'm naming everyone's going to be there, and there's somebody else that
yeah.
you like. You guys went to the lake together. She's going to be there. That's all I was saying. So
well, hopefully she'll find a man.
Well, it's a good place to find someone. My sister-in-law was proposed to at the Renaissance
Festival. The only
Festival
way I'll do it is if you let me come in an Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's the wrong theme.
I know, which would be great.
Totally wrong.
Lightsaber and everything.
Really funny.
And just be like, yeah!
God,
let's do this!
That would be funny.
You're impossible.
And when they ever do the caber toss, I'll do it with... No, I won't actually touch
you're going
like,
to use the force? He couldn't think of what it was called.
Yeah, whatever. I don't watch that either, but you know what I mean.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
All right, I know you're going to talk to me about this, but I did want to read something just baseball related real quick. And did you guys see Shohei Ohtani?
He's no, in, he's created the 50-50 club, right?
I saw he broke a record or something? Or set
well, 51 and 51. So 51 home runs and 51 stolen bases, never been done.
Wow.
But 50 and 50 had never been done.
Right, yeah.
Right?
He's broken
he like that now, but yeah.
Because listen to this. I was reading it. I sent it to people. Like, I was so stunned by this. Because when I saw what he did last night in his game, I thought, well, that's got to be the best game ever. It literally has to be the best game anyone's ever played in baseball. But baseball's been around for so long. Like, how do you know? Yeah, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, since the RBI, run batted in, became official in 1920. Now, you have to listen close to this. Mm-hmm. Only one Major League Baseball player has had, over the course of his entire career, mm-hmm. so only one player over the course of his entire career has had a game with 10 RBIs,
okay,
a game with 6 hits, a game with 5 extra base hits, a game with 3 home runs, and a game with 2 stolen bases. Okay?
Just those things in a season.
Right, in a career.
In a whole career.
Oh, in a whole
career.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Only one person has had all those things happen.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani did that by himself last night.
So why? But the 50-50 thing is
that
the
unbelievable,
basis.
Unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. That's now, when people insane. Hear that, it gets confusing. You're like, well, somebody's clearly had 2 stolen bases or 3 home runs, but that person would also have a 10, have to have a 10 RBI game.
Right.
Would have to have a six-hit game.
Okay.
So you'd have to have a 10 RBI game, a 6-hit game, a 5 extra base hit game, a 3 home run game, and a 2 stolen base game, and you could have your entire
career to
do that.
And one person did it over their entire career.
He just happened to do it in one night.
And Shohei did it over one night. But the thing that they kept saying with the 50-50 is the 50 stolen bases and 50 home runs in a single season, right? That's the big thing.
Sends it in the air. The other way. Back it goes. Gone! One of a kind player. One of a kind season. Shohei Ohtani starts the 50-50 club.
Okay, so
he's the best that ever lived, right?
Yeah, it would seem that way. Not only that, but the gap between him and second place.
Yeah, it seems.
It already feels like it's substantial now, doesn't it?
I don't know
it?
Baseball, but the numbers I hear about this guy.
Exactly,
are
the same. I'm the same
and
way.
And the things that he can do. Like, I mean, you know, Aaron Judge and Bobby could be the best player in the world, but man. Because, you know, Shohei's not pitching right now.
Right, but he can.
But he can, you know. You know, he's not. I think he's just DH now. He's not even playing in the field. So people would argue. Boy, he doesn't play in the field, but he can play in the field. We've seen him do it. You know, there's a video of him at one point getting struck out on like a 103-mile-an-hour splitter. And you see him, and he looks at it, and he's like, okay. And he goes back to the dugout, and the next game, they were like, he saw that pitch. He's like, that pitch is awesome. And the next game, he throws a 103-mile-an-hour splitter. Like, he learned to do it.
Oh, he threw it.
Yeah. Well, but after someone had thrown it to him, then he's like, oh, okay, that's a good pitch. I should learn that.
I'll learn it tonight. Yeah, but is that accurate that he's not only the best, but that he's the best by a substantial amount.
He's the best player to ever walk. Ever put on cleats.
I don't know. And who'd be the second?
People would argue.
Who's the second best playing currently? You know?
Well, Bobby, Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, but Mike Trout's always hurt.
Okay, because Trout is
up there, but yeah, I think Shohei.
Because the gap between him and those guys you just mentioned seems pretty substantial. So, yeah. You know, good for him. Just
crazy. But that stat last night, like everybody's in their whole career, not one person has had all those things happen in their career he did in one night.
Will they do the World Baseball Classic again next year? Or is it only every 4 years or something?
Every four, I think.
Okay, it's like the Olympics. They split it up. Well, good for him. I mean, you told me going in, when he signed that contract, you'd already talked about him plenty, but then when he signed that contract, you said he's the best. He's going to be worth the money.
Well, you know, he didn't used to steal a lot of bases. Then he was like, hey, if I'm not going to pitch.
Well, that's what he said. He's done better than you.
Right. But he was like, hey, if I'm not going to pitch, then I'm going to learn how to be a better base runner. And then he steals 51 bases. Like, okay, man.
Yeah, they used to have guys for that.
Because he didn't want to used to steal bases and slide because he had to pitch.
Right.
Right.
So he's like, well, if I'm not going to pitch, now why don't I just do that?
Why don't I just be the best at that? Like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Well, same with learning that pitch, right? Why don't I learn that
one? I'll just do that.
I'll do that tomorrow.
What do you mean you just do that?
It'll be good. So, speaking of baseball, the Royals lost all those games to the Tigers. Yeah. And I feel like
that was
your fault.
I just saw a thing
over
my thing saying, can the Tigers win the World Series?
Yeah.
I was like, what? They tied the Twins today.
How many have they won in a row now? They beat the Royals 3 times.
Yeah.
I don't know what they knew they'd won up to that point like 9 out of their last. It was some crazy number. But even when they started this run, they had a decent chunk to make up. And it looked like, well, they're probably not going to make, there's not enough time left in the season to make that up. But now, damn it, and who do the Royals play tonight? The Royals play the Giants tonight? Is that right? Yeah, I think it was the Giants. I think they're here.
The Royals are still 2 games up.
Okay. So
that's crazy. But I spent too much time on baseball, so we can do your story next if you want.
Well, that's okay. It's not a very long story. We can just get it out of the way. But just to clarify, though, the Royals should still make the playoffs?
As of right now, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it would be a...
It's not like they have to win every game to stay...
It would be a crazy collapse if they didn't make it at this point.
Okay. And they got the Giants tonight. Maybe that's what I'll do. I don't have anything planned tonight. Maybe it'd be nice to go to a Royals game. Maybe I should go downstairs and see if we got some tickets. So this guy in Miami, I saw the story this morning about this house that got raided by the feds and local Miami police down there. It's huge. If I just showed you the house, an aerial shot of the house, it looks like Matt Damon's house. I don't know if you guys have ever seen pictures of his big mansion on the water, but that's what it looks like. It looks like as big a Hollywood celebrity as you could name's house. But apparently this place is a rental. I heard neighbors on TV talking about how it's a rental and it's mostly parties. People, musicians and stars, they come down there and rent this place and they can hear the loud music. But apparently this 20-year-old, I'm going to call him a kid because I think 20, I know you're technically an adult, but like we said earlier, 20's a kid. This 20-year-old
kid. We decide when we want to call them kids.
I think I'm old enough
if they're playing college sports, we're like, at least before they started getting paid. We're like, don't yell at those kids.
That's right. That's
right. But if they commit murder, you're like, that guy, man's an adult and he needs to go to prison.
Right. Or if they want to date you. You're like, she's an adult. What are you talking about?
Right.
So this guy, there's been an investigation that the FBI had been doing into this guy and a friend of his, a partner of his, involving crypto, which is way over my pay grade. I still don't totally understand how crypto works.
I own some, but...
And I bought some.
I just get updated. It's like up 5%, down 5%, and I look at my thing, it's like, you know, whatever.
It always goes up at some point.
I have 5 million... coins?
This 20-year-old kid and his buddy, who I think is about the same age, they got their, not his house, but the house they were renting, raided, and they've now been arrested. They say that this guy stole $230 million from people in crypto, stealing crypto. It's not totally clear how he got it, other than the victim was in Washington, D.C., and somehow they were, I don't know if they were conning this person and saying, hey, you know, you need to move your crypto to this wallet, because again, I don't totally understand how all that stuff works, but that's kind of what they make it sound like. It's like they were scamming someone out of this money. Either that or they just found a way to, I've never heard of crypto getting hacked into and stolen, but maybe that can't happen.
One person, though?
Well, they said someone in D.C., so it could be a company, it could be... an individual? I really don't know. And it could be that there's more than one victim, but they specifically mentioned this person or this victim in D.C. $230 million worth of stuff.
The FBI raided this waterfront mansion near Miami Shores, arrested 20-year-old Malone Lamb and another 21-year-old in Los Angeles. Accused of stealing and laundering over $230 million in cryptocurrency, Lamb went online by the names Anne Hathaway and $3. They were allegedly able to mask their identities through virtual private networks and wallets. Lamb and the other person arrested are accused of spending the money on international travel, nightclubs, luxury automobiles, watches, jewelry, designer handbags, and rental homes in L.A. and Miami.
It says the indictment says that the suspects used the illegally obtained cryptocurrency to purchase international travel. Well, that's all the stuff that he just said. But a person on Twitter says that they uncovered the moment that Lamb allegedly landed more than $230 million in stolen Bitcoin from a victim in Washington, D.C. So, I don't know if that works, but if you're trying to get me in on a scam with you, and you say, we're going to steal some of this money, $230 million, someone's always going to miss that.
Yeah, for
sure. Someone's always going to miss it. So what I'm not doing is renting a palace on the water in Miami and throwing parties. You used all these VPNs, you tried to lay low, and now you're going to go down there and throw this party. Don't do it.
$230 million, you better buy that mansion in Miami. It better be drug money.
Yeah.
And you better have armed guards outside.
At all times.
And just be like ready to go Scarface war.
Go to war.
At any minute.
Get a lion.
Someone's coming for that $230 million. When they come, you just have to be ready. I don't know if you're coming tomorrow, or I don't know if you're coming in 10 years, but someone's coming. And when that happens, we're all going to die.
Yep.
We're all going to die over this $230 million.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart. You will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Hold on, what do I search?
I'm telling you.
Inflation station?
Inflation station.
And this is a real thing.
Inflatable nightclub tent for teenagers, adults. Unleash the party vibe.
I like that.
With our chic, inflatable nightclub. Chic, there you go. Inflatable cube house for party. Perfect for unforgettable
events. Oh, my God.
Events.
There's more than one of these. How have I never seen this before? Look at all these inflatable nightclubs. Yeah, that's a real thing. The one that Lazo just showed me said inflation station, so I assume those people are using it as a strip club. Look at that. You can get big ones, too. You can spend the $800, or you can get one. Look at the entrance on this $1,300 one.
This is what I'm telling you. This is what we got to do now. Me and you, now... I've always thought, you know, we've always talked about it, but now we could just buy some property.
Go get that lot.
Throw that thing in the back of our car.
Yep.
And just throw it up.
Yes.
And it looks like it might not have a floor, but I'm sure we could just get...
It has... The ground is the floor.
I know, but, you know.
No one's going to notice.
Well, we could probably get
a floor.
We could
put down a tarp if
exactly.
you want.
Exactly. Yeah. Or, you know, plywood or something.
It'll be fine.
Build our house.
As long as it doesn't
rain. I'm saying all we have to do, we could even just lay cement in the exact shape of that thing. Put the tent in our, put that big inflatable thing in our car.
Yeah.
And drive it back and forth to that place and just put it over the cement floor.
Private parties only, so we don't need permits or any of that stuff.
I'm just thinking me and you would get in there and get drunk and out of each other.
Out of each other? I thought we were going to get dancers. We've been talking about doing this forever.
This is a party palace.
You can make a lot of
you
money.
You coming, Sue?
We need gambling, too.
Fun to me, man. I'll be there.
you got to get blackjack tables and craps tables and all that. You can make money doing that.
I love
that.
It, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. An underground casino.
Mother can have her own room.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mother could take money at the door.
Oh, I like that.
Even though it's a private party, there's donations to help us pay for the beer. Because it absolutely is a private party. We're not a business.
We need to find land somewhere.
We need that address. 7th and Hardy and whatever that was.
7th and Hardy. Yep.
Remember that place we were going to try and build our nightclub?
McShingles.
When
you put a fan in there? I mean... Portable AC?
Yeah. I've got one.
Booze?
I've got one of those rolling portable ACs.
Yeah, a couple cots.
We'll be good.
Hang a TV up there?
This is great. Is there a place where we could just set it up without having to buy it? Like, does someone have, you know, a bunch of farmland? And we just need it's not a huge thing. If we could just have a piece of it,
yeah,
we'd appreciate
it.
Well,
they could buy it from you, you know, like 15, 20 bucks or something.
Yeah, just a corner. We just need, like, an acre, because we're going to need some parking.
You can't fit that many people in there.
No, but...
I guess we could party outside of it.
I cannot believe that I've never seen one of these. Who has bought one, and what did they do with it? I've seen inflatable kid stuff a million times, the bounce houses and all that.
This is an inflatable
but these are nightclubs, so, and there's multiple brands for sale, so someone has bought these before. I'd like to see one that's being used. Oh, you can get one that's shaped like a camera? Oh, these are pretty sweet. We're going to do the news.
This one for $900 is lit up outside.
Well, did you see the one that looks like a camera? Yeah, they glow. I saw there's a green one, too. You can get it any color, actually, that you want. $350.
What?
You get it in pink, blue, orange, whatever color. Yeah, it looks sweet. There's inflatable coolers that you throw in there. This is going to be awesome. What are we going to call it?
The 7th and Hardy was McShinkles.
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 I'm still good with McShinkles.
I like McShinkles.
McShinkles it is. We're going to do the news coming up here in just a second. Right, Snowcone?
That's right.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.